Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Here we are, waking up to a new day. Hello, Monday. And it's a new week. And it's our first time together in October. God has blessed us with a new month of life, my personal favorite month. Oh yeah, I love me some October. Welcome in, my sister. I am thrilled that I get to be part of your morning, help you start your day right. And before we do devotional today, I gotta tell you, all right, God has been showing me some things. Can I just tell you what God has been showing me lately? He's been showing me that he is divinely involved in every detail of my life. Has he been showing you that too? That he is divinely involved in every detail of your life? He's been showing me his unparalleled providence over all that appears to be ordinary and accidental. It's not ordinary. It's not accidental. It's his providence. He's been showing me his extended invitation to partner with him in the miraculous. He's been showing me how he truly does take all things and work them together for something good, something actually quite miraculous. And it's all there for us to see if we just change our perspective and we look for it. So in October, that's what I'm teaching in the inner circle of Big Life called Big Life Mentoring. This month, I'm mentoring up to 600 women, and our theme is miracle. I'm going to be teaching how to recognize the everyday miracles, how to pray for miracles, how to align yourself to receive miracles, how to partner in the miraculous, how to accept when God's miracles are different than what you planned. So when you hear this, does it just stir your spirit up like it does mine? Yeah. If so, I think October may be for you in Big Life Mentoring. If you realize that you're living in a miracle, if you know you need a miracle, and if you're ready to be used for a miracle, then I think this is your time, sis. You've been listening to this podcast. You're enjoying it, but maybe you're just ready for more. And you can kind of feel your heart just kind of like beating right now. And your mind's like, huh, what if I'm ready for more? Then why don't you check out Big Life Mentoring? It's $29 for the entire month. I mean, for real, that's less than $1 a day. I know you're worth it, honey. I know you are. You're worth a $5 latte. You are worth $1 a day. Check out Big Life Mentoring. Our new month, our new series of Miracle actually starts today. So the website is biglifementoring.com. Biglifementoring.com. You can check out the details, the registration's there if you would like to join us. And I come to you. I text you every day. I email you. We have live sessions on Zoom and on Facebook. In fact, you could be watching this happening right here, right now, today, the recording of the podcast. You could be watching it live. Members of Mentoring are on live video with me watching it. They don't wait till the podcast comes out. They watch live. And in fact, we've been together for about 15, 20 minutes before this even started for a morning routine to get the day started right. So come on in and join us. I think it would just be amazing for you. I have a spot waiting for you right now, sister, biglifementoring.com. You and I can be texting each other today for real. It's me and you. We can be texting each other. All right. Hey, devotional. Are you ready? Let's do it. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Then God Said. Over the weekend, I started reading the story of creation like I had never read it before. I let fresh eyes see the words and receive the awe and the wonder of all God did to make all there is. Now, we've all heard about God making the sun and the sky and the land and the animals, but have we missed the revelation for our lives today in these words? So read it with me, Genesis chapter 1. I'm just going to read a bit. But in the beginning, I mean, those are the first words of scripture. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We all know that, right? The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. You see, in the beginning, there was nothing, formless, empty, darkness, and God's Spirit was hovering. Oh, I love that image. God's Spirit was hovering, and as he hovered, he started talking. And as God talked, things started changing. If you're reading along today, I'm using the New Living Translation. And every time you read, then God said, I want you to underline it. Then God said, underline that part. And then look for what happened after God said something and you underline it too, okay? Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. So we're underlining, then God said, and then we're underlining, and there was light. God said it. And there it was. No further explanation given because God said it, it showed up like boom. And God saw the light, that it was good. And then he separated the light from the darkness, and God called the light day and the darkness night, and evening passed and morning came, marking the first day. Then God said, let there be a space between the waters to separate the waters in the heavens from the waters of the earth. And that is what happened. So there's another then God said, so we're underlining it, and what comes next? And that is what happened. Oh, we are underlining that for sure. God said, let this water that covers the whole universe be separated and make this space, I'm going to call it the sky. And y'all, that is what happened. Then God said, and that is what happened. And it just keeps on going through the entire first chapter of the Bible. Keep underlining. Then God said, let there be land. And that is what happened. Then God said, let there be trees and plants and fruits. And that is what happened. Then God said, let there be lights in the sky. And that is what happened. And just like that, all because God said it, the sun and the moon and all the stars in the universe were formed. Do you realize what just happened right then? Like 200 billion trillion stars were created. How in the world did that happen? Plain and simple. Don't try to overcomplicate it. God said it. So that's what happened. He went on to create the birds of the sky, the fish of the seas, and finally human beings in his image. How? By speaking it. And when God spoke it, that's what happened. With each time that I underlined, then God said, and quickly found, and that is what happened, I found every answer I've been searching for. I don't have to understand it. I don't have to see how it all fits together and becomes something good. I don't have to have a laminated 10-year plan. I don't have to have my ducks all in a row because heavens knows I can't with these ducks. I just can't. I simply know if God says it, then it will happen. What we need today is a word from God. A word from God that radically makes things that were not previously there. After all, he is the creator. We need a word from God that miraculously heals things that have been broken. After all, he is the healer. We need a word from God that takes what is too far gone and appears to be beyond hope for repair and make it new again. After all, he is the redeemer. I don't have to Google symptoms and home remedies. I need a word from God. I don't have to try and twist and contort myself to become someone I'm not. I need a word from God. I don't have to carry the weight of these pressures and make things happen on my own. I need a word from God. You're at the part of your story where either you keep trying and keep failing, or you surrender this fully to God. which way are you going to go here? If you're still trying to make sense of it all, prove yourself right, and claim the glory, all I can say is, honey, that is going to be exhausting. Imagine all it would have taken for us to create a single fish on our own. We would be manufacturing scales and bionic lungs that could breathe water, trying to bring life to this robotic creature, but we would fail. Why? Because we don't have life to give. But God did all of this with nothing more than his word. Then God said, and that is what happened. We can't even make a single living fish. How in the world are we supposed to make our lives meaningful? How are we supposed to make our way through this mess and have it make sense? How are we going to get through this? How are we going to overcome? How are we going to make this happen? Plain and simple, we are going to stop trying to figure it all out, and we're going to fully trust the God who says it can. And when he says it can, then it makes it happen. Lord, I don't have to be right. I just need a word from you. I don't have to understand. I just need a word from you. I don't have to be in control. I just need a word from you. I've been trying to figure out the way, but now I understand you are the way. The way comes as a result of your word. When you say it, it will happen, Lord. When will I finally find the one you created for me? When you say. When will we finally have a family? When you say. When will my child return? When you say. When will we overcome this battle? When you say. When will there be a breakthrough? When you say. So as your prized and precious daughters, we humbly and boldly approach your almighty throne and we ask, Father, will you say it for me? Will you say it for me? Will you say there is healing here? Because if you will, I know that is exactly what will happen. Will you say there is victory here? Because if you will, I know that is exactly what will happen. Will you say there is life here? Will you say there is a way here? Will you say there is change here? Will you say there is a breakthrough here? I now know, Lord, when you say it, what follows is, and that is what happened. So God, we're here seeking your powerful word today. If you say it, it will happen. Doors will open that have never been opened before. Ways will be revealed that have never been seen before. Love will be felt where there was nothing but emptiness before. New beginnings will grow where there was only destruction before. Strength will be received where there was only hopeless defeat before. I don't need to know exactly how you created the sun and the moon and all 200 billion trillion stars. You see, some say that it was a big boom, and I bet it was. We can all be in complete agreement about that. Yeah, it was a big boom. Oh, Lord, I bet there was quite the boom when you said, let there be lights in the sky. Because all your power then caused it to happen. Yeah, there was a big boom, like a mic drop. Boom. You created that all with your word. You said it, and that is what happened. Now bring your almighty, powerful word into my life today. Speak, and I know it will happen. I don't know how it will happen, and it doesn't even matter. I just know with your word, God, everything changes. Here we are at this place in our lives where it's not going to happen if God doesn't make it happen. This place where we've gone as far as we can go under our own power. This place where this is as good as it's going to get until God speaks. So this is the place where God hovers. And then God starts talking. just like his spirit hovered over the vast nothingness of the heavens and the earth. And then he started talking. And every time he spoke something, it happened. So now, Lord, see your girls as we kneel here with open eyes and open hearts and available lives and say, speak your word and let it be. Speak over this emptiness, speak over this destruction, speak over this darkness, speak over this confusion, speak over this frustration. Then God said, now, my sisters, go ahead and step into the next part of your story. And this is the part called, and that is what happened. Are you ready for that? And that is what happened. God said, then God said it. And that is what happened. Does God have that power in your life? You bet he does. Invite him in. Boldly approach his throne. You are his girl. And say, God, you speak now. Will you speak into my life? Will you make this happen? Can we ask him for that? You betcha we can. So come on and join me right now. We're just going to say a quick prayer here together this morning. Are you ready? Come on, let's pray. Hey God, good morning. Lord, we are so grateful that you spoke and you gave us life. And we are here today because you said it and that is what happened. So we thank you for that. And now, God, we ask that you would speak over these things in our lives that are dark and hopeless, where we're frustrated, where we're confused. Lord, speak. Speak. And we know at your word, it will happen. Just as you say it will. We might not understand it. I don't have to understand it. But God, I know that when you speak, things happen. It happens. Things change. So we're coming to you, God, as your girls, and we're just saying, speak into this, God. We bring this to you. We lay it at your feet, and we ask that you would speak and make it happen. Thank you for everyone you've brought to hear this today. Thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I lift up their families to you, God. I pray for your provisions and your protection. It's in the name of Jesus. Amen. My friends, I have loved our time here together. Thank you for joining me this morning. Hey, again, if you want more in your life, how about a month of miracle? Like for real, let's do it. Let's see what God has for us. I'm ready to give you so much more. Check out biglifementoring.com and just see if it's for you. If it's for you, come on, girl, let's do it. Biglifementoring.com. Otherwise, I will meet you again in the morning for another great start to our day together. I love you wildly. Have a great day. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.